Listen to the Tommy Schnurmecker Show live weekdays 9 to noon on CJAD 800 and CJAD.com.
Are you hoping to travel the world this year but struggling to find some way to afford it? Well, my next guest says going on vacation does not have to break the bank. He's here to tell you how. Russell Hannon is the founder of BreakTheTravelBarrier.com, an expert in traveling on a budget. And he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. Great to be here.
Russell, you claim that people can travel five times as far on the same budget if they're careful. How is that possible?
Well, you know what? Going back 10 years ago, I felt I couldn't afford to travel much myself. I thought I had to settle for just taking one big trip a year. I would spend months saving up for that trip and got back and found myself having to spend a few more months paying off the balance. And I'll never forget the time I once got back to a $2,100 cell phone bill. And you know, I made the mistake of thinking that travel was inherently expensive. And ironically, at the same time in my day job, I had to find ways to get better results in less time using less money. I worked in lean management, and I was saying, there's got to be a way I can apply this toward travel, to travel more and spend less. So really fast forward 10 years, lean principles are really the foundation of what I call ultra-economical travel. By leveraging a lot of the best websites with the best travel tips and deals that you hear of out there to multiply your savings.
Okay, so give me some examples of this kind of leverage.
Yeah, certainly. Well, there are a few websites out there that generally offer better prices more often on average than others. For flights, for example, hipmunk.com, and that's Chipmunk without the C's, one that not many people know of. And then what I do is when I find the best price that I can through that website, I go to flightnetwork.com, which is a Canadian website based out of Toronto. And they've got a best price match guarantee where they'll not only match a lower fare that you find, but they'll even give you a credit that you can use on a future flight with them if you switch over to them. So the credit's not much. It's an extra $10. But then they also have price drop protection. So if the price drops from the time you pay till the time that you take your flight, they'll actually refund you the difference from what you paid to the price drop.
Okay, so give me some examples of bargain prices that you could have for a transatlantic flight.
Well, doing the trick that I'm sharing with you, I had gone to the Philippines through Tokyo last year for about $975.
Wow.
That was tax included. And the lady sitting beside me had paid about $1,700. So that was a concrete example of where I had used that and significantly saved quite a bit.
And you said this website, hipmunk.com, what exactly does it do?
Oh, so basically that's an aggregate search engine that basically searches hundreds of websites. Like many other ones, you see Trivago out there and you see all kinds of other websites. But really doing testing over time, HipMunk has demonstrated that it does return better prices more often on average than others for flights.
What about for accommodation?
Accommodations. Well, you know what? Hotels are as expensive as they've ever been. Ironically, we've never had more inexpensive alternatives to choose from. So we often don't think that there's actually five different types of free accommodations that we can choose from. So we often think of the couch surfing of the world. That's usually the first thing that comes to mind. But there's also home swapping. There was a movie that came out a few years ago. It was The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet. And homeexchange.com is basically a website where basically people swap homes with others. And I recommend that families consider doing this with other families that have the same number of kids in the same age range. It can really make a family vacation much more affordable. And in terms of the usual concerns I hear is, well, I'm uncomfortable having strangers in my home, and I recommend is getting to know people and meeting them before considering a home swap. And also just treating your home while you're away the same as if you had a guest over. You don't have to have people stay in the master bedroom. You can lock it up. You set up boundaries, and you have local friends and family check in with them every day. And by getting to know people before swapping homes with them, it is a great way to be able to travel without having to bear a significant cost of a family traveling.
Your question is for Russell Hannon. He's the founder of BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. What are some common mistakes that people make that cost them extra?
Well, you know what? The biggest and most expensive mistake we make is ironically the first decision we make when planning our trip. It's where and when we decide to go. We want to go to the same places as everyone else at the same time. For example, summertime, long weekends, holidays. And people often come to me and they say, Russell, I want to go to this exact place on these dates. How can I save money while I'm there? And Sure, there's things we can do to help, but we could do so much more if we opened up our options. And I say that there's no one place from a vacation perspective that's so amazing that no other one will do. So let's look at all the places you'd like to visit in the next few years and start with the one that's least expensive to visit today, just to get you going inexpensively now.
So what are the seasons that where prices really drop? What are the times where they really drop?
Also depends where we're going. For example, with Europe, I usually recommend going there in autumn and spring. Some airlines, actually, when you fly to Europe, if you're flying on rewards points, they actually have tiered programs where they're charging more points if you fly during peak season and less points when you're flying during low season. So not only are prices lower, but sometimes point redemptions are lower as well. So really the key thing is it high season at the destination that you're visiting? That's really the question to ask yourself.
Is it true you can get a great deal by showing up at the airport and taking last minute seats?
You know what? That used to be the case, but you can't really rely on that. If you're extremely flexible, you can take your chances. But I think there's so many better strategies now those last second flights, showing up at the airport and just hoping to get on a plane is not a very good strategy with everything else that we can do now.
Right, because most of the flights these days are in fact full. What about that strategy for cruise ships, especially if you live in a place like Florida?
Well, cruise ships, the best times for cruise ships, and from Florida, there was just an announcement last week, there's cruise ships that are going to start early next year going to Cuba. Transatlantic cruises are significantly less expensive. Here's the thing, Nana, I always say there's seven things that play a hand in any travel deal anyone has ever had, and flexibility is one of them. And once you get onto a cruise ship, from a financial perspective, you are locked on that cruise ship. So quite often, it's the surcharges and the excursions, and a lot of things that you aren't really flexible with that you want to buy when you're on the cruise ship. So quite often, the posted rate can be deceiving with cruise ships. So that's just a caution to keep in mind.
Your questions for Russell Hannon. His website, he's the founder of BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. Jocelyn from San Michel says, how long ahead of a flight should I purchase my tickets?
Good question. Actually, it doesn't matter if you use price drop protection. So price drop protection, for example, with WestJet and also with FlightNetwork.com, they will refund the difference if a price drops after you book. So the key thing is, it doesn't matter when you book your flight. Once you book it, you just want to keep track of price movement afterward. And you can easily do this by going to airfarewatchdog.com and just put your flight information in there once you've booked it. And when the price drops, it'll actually send you emails to notify you of the price change. And then that way you can contact whether it's WestJet or Flight Network to notify them.
All right, now, your website, BreakTheTravelBarrier.com, does it have a list of these other websites you're talking about?
Yes, it does, under Best Price, and all the websites are sorted from least to most expensive options. So when you start at the top of the list, that's the least expensive options for you, and you just work your way down.
Russell Hannon, my guest, founder of BreakTheTravelBarrier.com. He's an expert in traveling on a budget. All kinds of questions coming in. Is it true Tuesday is the best time to book an airline ticket?
Well, that is a myth, and actually, it's always a moving target, and really, I recommend leveraging some of those price drop protection websites, and then that way, you can always make sure that you're going to get you're not going to miss a better deal that may come up after you book.
This texter saying, my wife and I travel twice a year, generally book all-inclusive packages with selloffvacations.com. Are we taking advantage of the best deals around?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. There is a bit of a trend where people are sometimes moving away from the vacation packages to do more work themselves. What I like about those all-inclusives is basically it's a one-stop shop. You book everything. You don't have to worry about anything. It's low maintenance. But by doing a bit more legwork, you can save money. But then again, it is more time. So time versus money.
This texter says, I'm planning on going to Croatia and Greece within the next year. When's the best time to book? And what's the best way not to go broke when booking a hotel?
Well, you know what, with Croatia and Greece, I would recommend Croatia over Greece right now, just with some of the turmoil going on there. There's recommendations that you carry cash just due to maybe banks being closed and not having much access to cash if you need to withdraw it from a bank there right now. So certainly Croatia. Also Croatia with the, I believe they may have just gone onto the euro recently, so the currency advantage may not be there. But spring and autumn, and you know, for a Canadian, I find the weather there is perfect. If you go there late September, October, it's going to feel like midsummer here.
This texter says, any issues with not getting on a connecting flight? A flight with a connection I don't need is sometimes cheaper than a flight directly to my destination.
Yes, that is correct. Sometimes, actually, you may have heard a little bit about this online recently. There was a young fellow who developed a website that basically showed that actually even you can leverage those connecting flights. If you can find a flight with a connection in the city that you want to go to, you can save a lot of money by doing that and then just hopping off at the connecting city. With direct flights, certainly they're more expensive.
Wait, how will you get your luggage?
How will you get your luggage? Well, here is two ways you can get around checked bag fees. Something not many people know about, you can actually get a luggage jacket. So I have one. So basically, it's a bag, but the time comes to get on the plane, it unfolds into a jacket. So there's a version for men, it unfolds into a trench coat, and for women, it's a dress. But this is actually your suitcase. And then when you get on the plane, it folds back into a bag. So one example is jacktogo.com. That's J-A-K-T-O-G-O. .com, and it's more popular in Europe for Ryanair that's had to check bag fees for an awful long time. Second, if you do fly with WestJet, they have a credit card where if you book your flight with your WestJet credit card, you automatically get a free checked bag benefit, which I highly recommend as well.
This texter saying, I'm trying to find a cheap return to Montreal from Fort Lauderdale. I'm looking at unwanted December 28th to 31 flights. They're $380 one way. Why so much?
Well, see, this is interesting. Why so much even? That's just the posted fare. And quite, if you can see inside the mind of an airline, they know that people decide whether or not to book a flight based on the posted fare. And we often neglect to take into account the surcharges that are coming on top of that and fees. So just a caution there. And secondly is I didn't pick up all the information on that, but always timing in terms of when we're flying. I always recommend just at the very least, try those three websites I'd mentioned, hipmunk.com. The second one is skyscanner.com. And third, kayak.com. And you're going to see significantly lower fares running searches on those three websites than others.
Russell Hannon, my guest, founder of breakthetravelbarrier.com. How do those websites have access to these lower fares?
Good question. A lot of it is based on their business model and their cost structure. And some websites that we do see online quite a bit, they pay significantly for advertising. They've got bigger marketing budgets, and that gets worked into their fare structure. And some of them get better preferred rates from the airlines than others. So one great example that I highly recommend for hotels, one of the hands-down best websites for best prices is TravelPony.com. And you might not have heard of them much because they don't do any advertising, but they can offer better fares, and what they do is they give you a better fare if you share your booking through your social media network on Facebook and on Twitter, and you have to do that to get those preferred fares, and something I highly recommend. Something else with Priceline, Priceline's name your own price feature. The problem with that, when you bid, sometimes you overbid or bid higher than Priceline's best possible rate. So what I recommend, when you put your credit card information, if you're going to be bidding on Priceline, use a gift card that has a balance that's lower than what you're actually bidding. And if Priceline accepts it, it'll say we can't charge your credit card, and then you just go back and you bid $5 lower. So then you can really find out what the best price is on Priceline.
Do you use Airbnb?
Airbnb, you know what, there's been a lot of discussion about Airbnb. Myself, I haven't personally used it. Two things about it. One is I like, there's a website, the one I mentioned earlier, hipmunk.com. Yeah. When you run a search for hotels, it'll include Airbnb with hotels.
Oh,
so you're actually comparing them all together, which is really neat. And what I've noticed is when I run a search, sometimes in Hipmunk, the price is lower than what I actually saw in Airbnb. So I can't explain the logic behind that.
Wait, the same Airbnb location is lower if you find it on hipmunk.com?
Correct.
Wow. That-
And there has been a lot of discussion about Airbnb and private rentals. With there was an incident in Calgary about right. 6 weeks ago where there was a house, I believe it had been trashed by the people who had stayed there. And I really strongly recommend doing it responsibly when we do this. I know dozens of people who do actually rent out their homes very successfully, and really treat when you're considering having people stay in your place, is expect that you could set a threshold where you say, I need to see 10 positive reviews of other places you've stayed. Perhaps you can set an age threshold. Sometimes younger people may get a little bit rowdier on weekends. Mm. So by establishing some boundaries, you can do that responsibly and help protect your place.
Russell Hannon is my guest. His website is breakthetravelbarrier.com. This texter wants to know your thoughts on hotwire.com.
Hotwire.com, I had done research about a year ago to find what I felt were the best three websites, and it for myself, it didn't fall into those top three, so I am somewhat limited in my focus on Hotwire, so I can't speak to it more than that.
Another texter wants to know if you know about any deals on business class travel.
Business class travel. Well, my focus is really on ultra economical travel, which right. is really not paying more than you have to, so isn't my my forte either.
BreakTheTravelBarrier.com is the website. You can check it out. Russell Hannon, an expert in traveling on a budget. This texter is a teacher. They want to know about teachers who have to travel at peak time.
Yes, well, with travelers, some of those things that we mentioned a while ago, travel hospitality can be great, home swapping, house sitting is something else as well, whether we're teachers, in certain cases, if there are people who are house sitters or people in trusted positions, there's a website, trustedhousesitters.com, that you can consider, actually. So if having worked as a teacher with kids quite often, there's a lot of people that are looking for people in trusted positions to look after their places, their plants, their pets while they're away. And it's something that you can look into. Also, for teachers who have the summer off, thousands of universities all over the world have empty dormitories this summer. And, for example, University of London has a bed and breakfast package, and it's close to the theater district. £35 a night, you can stay in the residence, and you get a breakfast the next morning. And that aligns well with teachers who have the summer off.
News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, CJAD.com.